deixando a alegria entrar.
Entra, dona Alegria, entra
no meu coração.
Bilingual or promote bilingualism in Canada? Look no further. Apply for the Odyssey or Explore program for the chance to improve your French or help young people improve their English. You'll immerse yourself in another region's language and culture, make new friends, and have experiences that will stay with you forever. Many people say the Odyssey and Explore programs have changed their lives. To find out more or to apply, visit EnglishFrench.ca. Programs funded by the Government of Canada.
Hi, welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is All Things McGill. I'm Rose.
I'm Maya.
And I'm Annika.
And, you know, as always, doing this over Zoom.
So, welcome back over Zoom, sort of.
That's always our disclaimer before we start a radio show. Just in case you forgot, there was a global pandemic.
In case it's not, you know, on your mind. In case it just slipped your mind for a day.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, so hard to forget. Anyways, we had a wonderful break, didn't we?
Amazing.
Maya and I, who are in the same house, went back to the United States.
We did indeed.
We took the risk.
We did take
the risk. We bit the bullet.
Tell us about that. How was your experience? Because you guys weren't in the same city, obviously. So
no, well, you know, very different parts of the
state.
Dare I say, of the world.
Of the world.
Because South Carolina and New York have very different approaches on COVID. South Carolina, well, the majority of people think it's a hoax. But, you know, I was pleasantly surprised by the amount of mask wearing. Like, most people on the street were wearing masks. I never saw anyone inside without a mask.
Oh.
Now, they did have those weird neck
fabric
gaiters. And I'm just
what
are we doing here? Or when people wear scarves, I'm just like...
Bandanas. I'm like, you're not...
It doesn't count. I mean, I guess it's equivalent to a fabric mask.
That's
what do you
true.
Think? I don't know.
I think most of them are two-layered, though. I think that's, like, the point of the difference to be multi-layered. Yeah. And they have to go over, like, I think the problem people have with bandanas is that they don't, like, tighten at the bottom.
It's exposed.
Yeah. So, like, all that's all just going out the bottom.
But
I wish you could see the hand gestures that are being made.
Yeah.
I wish. We should, like, have a combined YouTube channel.
We really
should.
That would be great.
Yeah. Anyways. What was I going to say? Yeah, so South Carolina, it was really lovely to see my family. I mean, I'm sure we could all relate on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I had never seen them amid a pandemic. Like, that was the first time I had seen them since.
Oh, yeah, because you weren't home for summer.
Exactly. So I didn't know. So lo and behold, my mom is stressed as hell about it.
And you didn't expect
that. Yeah, and she was like, everything was open. So we were like, okay, let's go to J. Crew, let's go to, you know, Urban Outfitters. And my mom was like, whoa, slow down, Rose. Hold your horses. You know, there's still a pandemic going on. And I'm like, okay. And she had, like, N95s up the wazoo.
Wow.
Like,
oh, my God.
N95 just in a huge pack. And I was just like, because she's a doctor or whatever. All of our parents are doctors.
Wow.
Wait,
do they all have the vaccine?
My mom is fully now. She's gotten her two shots.
All of our parents are vaccinated.
Yeah, my sister and my mom got vaccinated.
I actually feel really good about it because I was very stressed that, like, if I got COVID, I was going to give it to her and she was going to give it to, like, a bunch of patients.
Yeah.
And, like, that was what was worrying me. But, you know, now I can get it and it's, like, whatever. Just kidding.
Oh, gosh. I don't want to, like, lose my brain power.
Yeah.
Not that I have.
I don't want to lose my sense of smell or taste.
No.
That would ruin my life.
It's actually terrifying how, like, the psychotic things that happen to people after they get COVID and, like, the
psychotic.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what? Wait, like, what?
Like, things happening with the brain, not psychotic.
No, no.
Like, how do you?
Like a full Joker.
Psychological changes. You know, it's really bad. And also, you can lose your sense. Some people have gotten COVID, like, in the beginning, in March, and haven't regained their sense of taste or smell yet. And I'm just
That's what I've heard. And that scares me so hard. I couldn't live like that.
No. I really cannot.
It'd be good for, like, dieting, though. Because if you can't taste kale, if, like, kale and cake taste the same to you, then you're going to eat kale, you know? Like, what's the point?
But is that the way that you want to live life?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's not. It's really not.
When I had mono and I couldn't eat sandwiches, well, mainly because, like, the solid going through my throat just really wouldn't work. I was just so sad,
right?
I just know I was craving a turkey, like deli
sandwiches.
What do you mean sandwiches?
That's just a random like thing to be like, oh, I wish I had a sandwich.
Oh, all I eat are sandwiches. I like anything that you eat can be surrounded by bread.
That's true.
So, you know, when I wanted to be a vegetarian, I had cucumber, hummus, and tomato, and like grilled pepper and onion.
Oh. Okay,
in between two pieces of bread.
That's where it's at.
It was like my summer snack.
Go-to.
My summer go-to.
Oh, you guys are making me so hungry right now.
It's meatless. So, you know, if you care about the environment. But then
you know what's really good is tofu banh mi's. Those are a really good vegetarian sandwich. And they put like the curry tofu. And like in a baguette. Yeah. Oh, and baguettes are like nothing else. Baguettes will slap. They slap in the face.
Some tempeh? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah.
To put in between sandwiches? No, yeah. Sandwiches are my... If I ever opened a restaurant, it would have to be a sandwich restaurant.
The sub shop. Like, was where they place.
Yeah. Wait, what about you guys? If you had to open a restaurant, which food?
Oh, I would do like a cafe... / bookstore type beat.
Thanks for stealing my idea or whatever.
Oh, with the captain and stuff roaming around.
I'd probably do
I think that's such a cute idea.
Like have a dessert shop.
Oh, that'd be so
Maya, cool. I can see you owning a cafe.
A cat cafe?
Mm. Yeah.
Cafe. My mask, you poor radio people can't even see it. It has cats on it.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Right?
You know.
Would work so well for me.
You know, I was trying to find like coffee and breakfast this morning because I didn't have anything at home before I went to work, and I was just really disappointed by the fact that most cafes, they just have like a croissant, a little cookie, and like maybe like a variation of cake, and I'm just like, okay, but what if I want a sandwich,
a breakfast sandwich? That I subsisted second year. I subsisted off of breakfast sandwiches.
I mean, they're filling you up. Cookies,
tomato.
A croissant is just one type of nutrient. Like, whereas a sandwich, you get the carb, you get the protein, you get from the egg and the meat, perhaps. You get the veggie if you want. And it ends up being like a much more sustainable food.
I agree.
I love how we spent like probably the majority of this conversation so far just discussing our love of sandwiches, because they are actually, like, now that I'm thinking about it, at first glance you'd be like, sandwiches, that's random, but they really are the most versatile, like,
absolutely
kind of food. Like, you can eat a sandwich the same time of day.
They have that thing that brings them together and you don't think about it, but it is, I must admit, like, it's, I'm not gonna say it's ableist, but like, sandwiches are really hard to eat, and if you like don't have teeth, if you don't have like chewing ability, like
I'm saying, what are you talking about?
If you have swollen tonsils, you can't eat a sandwich. So I'm just saying, like,
you have gone off the rails. You've gone off the rails
while you can.
I want to try the TikTok trend. I'm so sorry to bring it up, but
the tortilla.
And then you cut it, and then you put like four things on it and fold it and then grill it. That sounds amazing.
I have had that for lunch like every day.
Form of a sandwich.
Yeah. That, like quesadilla X sandwich. Mm-hmm. Collab with the
quesadilla.
What, have you been to Taco Bell?
No.
Because apparently they have this like crunch wrap thing that's like supposed to be. Do you have Taco Bell in Vancouver?
I think I've seen Taco. I've never been to Taco Bell, but I've seen Taco Bells.
Oh.
Yeah.
You've seen Taco Bells?
I've seen like a Taco Bell restaurant. Like,
oh, okay. I thought there was like a type of food that was a Taco Bell.
And no, I've just seen a restaurant.
Bell-shaped tortilla. Okay.
I'm no longer fright. You're the one who trapped me in my mind. This is not how I wanna live my life. I see that I've lost all my pride. I'm no longer able to confide. When I thought you were smiling, you cried. When you spoke truth, we both knew they were lies. Under all the medicine, you can't forget your elegance. I lost all my relevance. Your actions are my evidence. Under all the alcohol, you really don't love me at all. My tears like the waterfall, boxed in by these buildings tall. Oh dear, dear Montreal, I fucking hate you, Montreal. Dear, dear Montreal.
Relationships ain't a democracy. I'm good if you just stay on top of me. It ain't no mystery who's in control. You're sitting pretty, I'm replaceable. When we're out and having dinner, you get all your drinks for free. I can see who sent them over. It ain't compliments of me. I can hear them, they're talking. I stay in my own lane. I can't blame them though, cause everybody knows that you got the juice. Yeah, yeah. That's why I keep pressing you, pressing you, pressing you, pressing you. You got the juice, baby. That's why I keep pressing you, pressing you, pressing you, pressing you. It's usually freezing when I act this way, but it's cuffing season in the month of May. They let you in, but I just stay in line. The consequence of being way too fine. When we're out and having dinner, you get all your drinks for free. I can see who sent them over. It ain't compliments of me. I can hear them, they're talking. Stay in my own lane, I can't blame them though. Cause everybody knows that you got the juice. Yeah, yeah, that's why I keep pressing you, pressing you, pressing you, pressing you. You got the juice, baby. That's why I keep pressing you, pressing you, pressing you, pressing you. I've been a handful, but now I got it right. I'd be a damn fool if I didn't recognize. So I should keep it tight. I got a main squeeze, so I better squeeze it right. I've been a handful, but now I got it right. I'd be a damn fool if I didn't recognize. I got a keeper, so I should keep it tight. I got a main squeeze, so I better squeeze it right. You got the juice.
Okay, very nice. Anyways, so how was New York?
New York, you know, it was very surprising coming from Montreal, where there's literally nothing open, and like all the restaurants have outdoor seating and you can basically go and do whatever you want. And at the beginning, when I first got there, my neighborhood was doing really, really well. It was like 0.3% positivity rate. And now New York is hitting the shit show, like
I think everywhere in the world is like,
Like LA, New York,
Montreal.
Vancouver is really bad right now. Montreal is bad right now. Like everyone, I didn't know until maybe 2 months ago, I didn't really know anyone that had gotten COVID. And now I know like, like in the past 2 weeks, I know like 15 different people have gotten it. It's it's like ramping up, at least in Vancouver. And I know someone, have people in Montreal have gotten it as well. But like, I've not seen this many people get COVID since like March, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, I only know two families that got COVID personally. That's it. I know. Which has been surprising to me. I thought I would know more since New York was such like the
hub
zone for
a lot of people from back home have COVID or have gotten it. Like, they're just so annoying, you know what? And I'm mad at the Kendall Jenner, I'm mad at all of them for posting pictures of the Bahamas or whatever, wherever they are. Like, just sure, go, fine, do whatever you want because you don't care about the comment. And then they'll post like a picture of the inauguration, and it's like, you don't have a right to be happy about these liberal things. Like, you're not even you're going to the Bahamas for like really extended periods of time, and then like flip-flop makes me mad.
I know some people who are like in Hawaii and they keep posting things to their story like, oh, like you want to talk about blah 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 blah, like all those infographics, and I'm like, you're abroad, sis.
Yeah,
like, take it down a notch with liberal activism if you're going to go completely the antithesis in your actual actions.
Exactly. They don't practice what they preach, do they?
Nope.
Slacktivism, one might say.
Oh!
Performative wokeness.
I don't want to get into it.
I deleted Instagram because I literally could not stand all of the performance on stories. And also, it was making me shop. And it was making me a passive consumer. And now it's literally a shopping app. So I would just go on and it would make me want to buy things. Mm. And I'm ashamed of how much money I spent in the past month.
On Instagram.
Interesting. Because of Instagram. Because it makes me want to buy things.
Oh my God. Dang. That's crazy.
You go on that and like, there's a whole thing now. Like a whole section of the app.
Button changed to a shop button speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm. Literally, yeah.
Like, they should have done it more low-key than that, because now every single time I want to post, not that I want to post a lot because nothing's happening, I end up seeing all these like this shopping paraphernalia. It's like,
I know
yeah, but anyways, yeah, Instagram's been a lot. It's probably healthier for me to delete that. I delete it every time it gets busy academically. Mm. I deleted TikTok officially. Like, nice. I haven't been on in a couple weeks now.
Yeah. Nice.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, on TikTok when they're like all clapping when they say something embarrassing. Oh my. Yeah.
If I delete one, I just take the time that I would spend on it and I put it on another one.
Yeah. Okay.
Either it's a blank slate or like, it doesn't matter. I'm still spending so much time on my phone.
But honestly, Instagram doesn't do it for me now anymore, especially after deleting the most addictive TikTok thing ever. Like, their algorithm is so spot on. Like, you cannot leave.
No.
Whereas Instagram, like, I get annoyed so easily. I leave so quickly.
I watched a video on TikTok's algorithm, and it was saying how, like, YouTube videos are on average, like, 5 or more minutes. Like, minimum, usually. Whereas TikToks are, like, 15 seconds. So the more you scroll, they get, like, one data point for every single video you look at. And since they're, like, 15 seconds and you just keep scrolling, they get so many data points that they can synthesize them into, like, a perfect algorithm so much easier than, like, YouTube, Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. So, like,
it's insane. Kind of like Vine, the way that thing got so addictive. But they probably didn't have, like, the infrastructure or the technology to, like, look
into
algorithms.
That's why they failed, too. We couldn't get further from what they originally had created. Mm. And so they really couldn't develop the app because they didn't have this algorithm.
Right.
And so they ended up failing.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so scary to think about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, God, I'm counting my blessings because now that Trump has gotten kicked off Twitter, like, he doesn't even exist. I don't know him.
I haven't heard. I haven't seen his face in news articles. I haven't heard anything about him.
How much he just immediately is gone.
Falls off the face of the planet because it just shows how impactful social media can really be when you no longer have access to that keyboard that goes to millions upon millions of people. Mm-hmm. You literally don't matter.
Literally. And it also is like, it shows you how effective and how easy it would have been for Facebook and Twitter to do that 4 years ago or like at any point in that time. Right. And it didn't because they were on like, that was who was in charge. And now that somebody else is in charge, they're like, we're taking the high road. But in reality, it's just like, because no one's going to do anything to you now that you.
Exactly. Like they've enabled them. I know it's just, it makes me upset. And I think about the fact that things could have looked so much different if people hadn't been completely, it would have been hard for people to be indoctrinated and completely brainwashed had that man not had access to Twitter. But, Angela Merkel? Is that her first name? Yeah.
Angela?
I think it's Angela.
I think it's Angela. She got mad. She said it's a breach of freedom of speech or something. And I was like, are you
okay, Angela?
Like, what's happening?
He literally incited violence.
Exactly. Like, he's like giving a platform for neo-Nazis. Like, what really do you mean?
Yeah. I know the U.S. has much like Vancouver, like, not Vancouver, Canada has stricter like free speech laws. Like if you're inciting, like if you're saying like, a lot less is protected under free speech in Canada, but I'm pretty sure in the States, like, if you're like, yes, we should have a riot and break laws and kill people and do that, that's probably, like, I don't think you have a right to say that, you know? It's not protected under free speech.
How is Trump allowed to say that, but I can't say men are trash on my Instagram story?
Period!
I don't understand.
How dare they?
I don't get it.
No, tell it doesn't. It's a double standard. Like, it's the fact that the president can't be arrested until after his presidency, like, ridiculous.
Absolutely.
The fact that, I mean, all these double standards, the list goes on and on. Even, I'm satisfied, I'm happy. I walked into work today, Jewish bakery, had a lot of comments because they're very conservative. They were like, oh, are you happy? Are you happy now that Biden is your president, your savior? And I was just like, whoa. I'm not gonna, like, revere or just hold this man up on a pedestal like you have with Trump. That's not my job. Like, I'm not gonna treat him like he's
God.
A god.
Amen.
You do that with politicians. But they were really, and then as soon as I said something like that, they were like, oh, so you don't like him? And I'm like, of course, I appreciate him, I like him, and he's done
a lot.
So many things already, and I'm just like counting my blessings. I'm just very satisfied, but they just couldn't grasp not being head over heels and just infatuated by their leader. And I was just like, oh.
Yeah, it's like hard for them to grasp the concept of having a leader that's not a populist. That's
exactly. Not like, or like a demagogue. Because, yeah. I mean, that's just how... Yeah, and it's crazy because some of them like don't have access to internet, whereas the men in the family do. And it's really interesting to see like how the patriarchy really... So the Capitol riots happened and the week following, I went to work and I told his wife and his daughters, I was like, oh, what do you think about blah, 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 blah. And they were like, what? Was it the Democrats who did that? And I was like, no, it was very much not the Democrats. And they were like, there's no way. They would never do such a thing. And then they were like, well, what did Trump say? And I was like, well, he actually provoked it, you know, into happening. He told them, he keeps on saying that the election is fraudulent, basically giving a base for these actions. And then she was like, no way. There's no way. Like, I don't believe you. And I was like, look, you don't have access to the internet. You don't, and the man in the family does. So he's trying to, what he's telling you isn't like the end all be all. And they need to, that needs to go through their minds, but they can't because
they literally don't have access.
That's insane. That's literally like, that is such an easy way to oh my God, I can't even process that. Like,
no,
the idea that like if my dad came home and like settled, like if I learned about the world through my dad's lens only, like I would be not the person that I am now. Like, I'm very happy that I get to make my own decisions about like what I believe in, having, you know, had access to the internet. That's actually I can't even imagine
simple information access. Like, that's all.
That's all. And it just it hurts me to know that. I mean, I don't want to act like my opinion is like, you know, the truth, whatever. In my opinion, I think that my opinions have been formed from
accurate information.
But it just really breaks my heart to see that. I mean, obviously the kids I used to teach at camp, they always came to camp just spewing what their parents said. It's no doubt. It's no wonder why they have these views. But it hurts me. It really does.
Yeah.
Especially like in an age where the idea of like internet access being a human right is like coming to prominence, the fact that like people who just like live in Montreal don't have access to the internet is insane. Like, that's insane.
The government of Canada has tried to prove that like internet access is now like a human right and has to be supported, and so, but there's not much going on because like if you don't have the devices, if you don't have access, like
it's an expensive,
if you live in a rural area, it doesn't work, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really complicated now.
Yeah, I mean, it's no wonder that human rights evolve over time, because we do. And I'm just thinking of, like, people would have never thought that healthcare was a human right 400 years ago. But as we develop...
People still love that healthcare is a human right.
People still...
Yeah.
SMH my head.
SMH my head. Anyway.
About her loving, I wish she'd let me be. but our destiny's got us intertwined. And is it really my fault? I get a shiver when I see her with those other guys wearing the jacket I bought. I can't help but lose my temper. I wish she'd let me be, but her destiny's got us so intertwined. Back in 2011, I decided to not let this play with my mind. But when the boys from out of town, they come back around, I feel like I'm meeting a crown. Yeah, I get jealous, but I'm too cool to admit it. When the fellas talk to my girl, I ain't with it. But I'm too cool to admit it. When the fellas talk to my girl, I ain't with it. I get jealous, but I'm too cool to admit it. When the fellas talk to my girl, I ain't with it. I get jealous, but I'm too cool to admit it. When the fellas talk to my girl, I ain't with it.
Now it's your turn to talk about home.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'm good. It's weird as well because, like, I feel like the messaging is so unclear from governments, like provincial governments in Canada. Because, like, at least in Vancouver, like, everything is open. Restaurants are open. Like, stores are open. Blah blah blah. But, like, stay home. So it's kind of like, well, what do you want us to do? Like, if you're saying stay home, that's one thing. But then why are restaurants and stuff open for in-person dining and stuff? Like, why would I not take advantage of that if that's the law? Like, it just is confusing. So, I mean, I have not really been doing that. Like, I haven't really been going to restaurants or stores or anything just because, like, I am scared of COVID. But it's crazy that that's, like, the reality. And it's just weird, especially because schools are open, like all that stuff is open, and so it feels like no one's getting to the root problem, which is that, like, the more time we spend together, the more COVID is going to get transmitted, and yet we're not closing anything. So that just seems counterintuitive, at least to me. But
yeah,
what do I know? I'm just a 20-year-old undergrad student.
So are you?
But, yeah.
To school.
Pardon?
Are you enrolled in classes now?
I am, yeah. I'm in, like, 3 this semester, just in case I end up needing to work part-time or, like, I don't know. I just, like, after last semester, I could do it again. I was like, I'm not doing five again. And I was already so checked out of the mentality of being in school because I thought that I had a job this semester. So I was like, I had checked out completely from the mentality of being in school. And it wasn't until like a week and a half ago that I realized I was going to have to do school probably. And then I had to register for all these courses. But yeah, I just was like, there's no way that my brain in the state that it's in can do five right now.
I don't even know how you did five then. Like, yeah. after one of the worst semesters, I think it was like 2019, my foot broke.
Oh yeah.
I was like, okay, five classes, no, never again. Mm-hmm. So luckily I had enough credits to be able to write it out and only take four per semester, which I heard that schools look at the amount of credits you take per semester.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry, as long as you have, like, a good GPA.
But it's, like, weird because McGill recommends that you take four, well, for your first semester.
Oh.
But, like, I'm able to process the information so much more, well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like, I feel like I'm much more able to devote more of my time to each one of my classes than I would be if I was taking five like I did last time. But, yeah, this is the first semester that I haven't taken five, and it's, like, I don't know. I'm like, I just have more free time, or not even free time, but I have more time to just like absorb the material and then like.
And to vibe.
And to just vibe and to not do school for longer, which has been nice so far. But yeah, and it's not, we had, I swear to God, 2 weeks of straight rain, and usually it's bad, but I feel like usually it's not this bad. And now it's sunny, which is nice. It's been sunny for the last 3 days. So I'm actually like, spirits are high.
I'm so glad. That's so good. Very happy for you. I mean, like, when the blizzard in quotation marks occurred in Montreal, something happened in my heart, because I wanted a weather change. Mm-hmm. I wanted something that just impressed me, and I walked outside and it was the most extraordinary sight I've ever seen. Becca and I went to the park, dozens mm-hmm. dozens of snowmen, snow sculptures, mm-hmm. snow women. Like, it was, I felt like there was just this creative wave that came over.
It feels like hope.
Really, like, everybody emerged from their houses, and it's like the first time I remembered other people existed mm-hmm. for some reason. Because when you're like, when you're going to Seagal's, which is the grocery store, and then like Pharmaprix, and then work, it's like you kind of forget that there are people in all those houses. Yeah. And then you just see it's them just, crawl yeah. out with their sleds and with, like, ready to sculpt a little snowman. It's just,
like, brought man, together.
And like, I mean, like,
human as, experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, and we're all, like, people are just such social creatures that it's, like, we don't even realize how much of an impact it's having not seeing other people until we see other people and we're like, whoa, like, oh my God, you're still out there? Like, I missed you guys.
Yeah, well, that's the, okay, when I went on, like, my first Zoom call of this semester, I'm taking a lot more environment classes than usual. And in environment classes, people turn their cameras on. In poli-sci classes, like, it's a lot less prominent. And I had seen faces I hadn't seen since pre-pandemic. And it was like, it was this outer body experience when I realized, oh, you still exist? Like, you lived through the same thing I lived through, like, this whole pandemic thing, and you were alive the whole time, because, like, it's out of sight, completely out of mind, and I don't know, it kind of, like, shook me up. I was just thinking about all the friends we could have made, all the friendships we could have developed. It made me sad.
Mm-hmm. That's rough.
And that's okay. I feel like we don't let ourselves feel it.
Be sad sometimes.
You know?
It is very upsetting. It is very upsetting. How, just like, picture where you were a year ago and like what your plans were for the next year and how drastically different where you are now is from where you thought you were going
to
be.
We were supposed to be in Mika and I were supposed to be in Paris.
I was supposed to be in Amsterdam. So yeah. That's great.
And last year, oh, I got a Snapchat memory of the beach party that we had.
Oh, yeah. Upstairs.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. When somebody wrote on our wall.
And I just totally,
it's jarring.
Yeah, it is jarring because it's like, oh, I literally was surrounded by people. in this same
like space. Spitting in each other's mouths. I remember one of my roommate's friends like zambonied a drink off the floor, like literally like slurped it up off the floor with his mouth.
I can't believe we weren't ill 100% of the time.
Honestly, I'm impressed with our immune systems that we weren't like dead by the end of like second year. Like I'm actually
life. Literally.
I know. How did we survive? I don't know. Like I'm thinking, I was like, am I going to be wearing a mask, like doing everything nowadays? You know what I mean? Because it's like a lot of in like East Asian countries, people like a lot of people just wear masks casually. And I'm like, true. Like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Because I hadn't seen the connection between being around people and then getting sick. I always thought it was just like, oh, I got sick, you know? But it's because there's a source.
Other people, yeah.
And
you remember when people, this is at least for me, like I used to go to soccer games or something, or you just like be anywhere and someone have a water bottle and I'd be really thirsty and I'd be like, can I have some water? And they'd be like, oh, I'm sick. And I would just say, I don't care. And I'd have some. I used to do that all the time. They'd be like, oh, they'd be like, do you want some water? And I'd be like, oh yeah. And they'd be like, oh, I'm sick. Do you care? And I'd be like, no. And I just have like,
well, I would do that too though.
You would do that?
I know you, no one, not many people have been traumatized like you have with water bottles.
Oh yeah. When I was in Prague, everybody was drinking from my water bottle because I took the sacrifice. I made the sacrifice and I carried around like a canteen. Okay. And somebody had just eaten Doritos and backwashed into my water bottle without me knowing. I was watching a movie peacefully. And then minutes later, I took a big gulp without water falling because it's my own water bottle. And it was the biggest, soggiest chunk of Dorito I ever did.
Ew.
I've never been the same. You know, when people have like meadows at the bottom of their water bottles, I'm like, what's wrong with you? When people like expect me to take a sip from a cup that's been like, it's not because of the germs. It's because of the bits.
Mm-hmm. That story traumatized me.
I like even thinking about it. Just
my body. Sorry, I brought it up.
Now, like I'm squirming.
It happens, and sometimes like we don't realize. Even the kettle, the kettle develops this residue that ends up like coming off of the bottom at times.
Okay? No, I can't imagine that.
That's and I'm great. Just like, anyways, that's my story.
Wow. I hate that.
Are you scared now to drink from
other people?
I wish that story had a trigger warning so I could have plugged my ears. Trigger warning Dorito bits. And I would have been like, absolutely, now I will plug my ears. Like, I don't want to hear that.
It's the sogginess for me.
Oh, bro.
I needed to know this, though.
Yeah. Do you think you've changed?
I think I have. I'm definitely not as, you know, cavalier about drinking from water bottles now.
Absolutely.
I can't deal with that. And then just knowing that there's an opportunity for a bit to come into my mouth.
Absolutely. And that's just the scene. That's just like, think about the unseen. Think about the unfeel. Like, you can't feel everything.
No.
I think you've actively just ruined my life.
Think about all our listeners, all our 5 listeners who are just like traumatized.
In everyone's lives. No one is going to leave this show unchanged.
So mainly now I don't drink from like a water bottle anytime. It's like I permanently waterfall from things. Because I don't want to put my own bits.
Oh, like, okay. I feel like you've
gotten that far that I'm scared of my, like, the hurt I could do. Mm-hmm. The people I could hurt. Mm.
This is the worst day of my life. This is the worst day of my life.
On that point.
Should we talk about,
I think we're good.
Yeah, we're actually good. I think we've...
we ended on a high note, you know? Stay hydrated, though.
Stay hydrated, but don't drink from other people's things after they've just eaten. Yeah. Or make them waterfall. Make people waterfall. It's actually, like, a really, really cool talent to have.
It is.
Whenever I waterfall in front of people, like...
they're amazed.
My boyfriend, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He's just really impressed.
Yeah.
Anyways,
this was CKUT 90.3 FM. All things McGill.
All things McGill.
I'm Rose.
I'm Annika.
Bye. And bye.
Bye.
Societal Siege. That last song was What Year Is This? And to finish off, we're ending with Pizza Was Cold So I Left the Party by Societal Siege.
Cause I don't know what to say or do to make Fucking sucks.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
CKUT. We're on the air. Live. CKUT.
I'm David Suzuki, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Information to grow the brain.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
A lua girou, traçou no céu um compasso. A lua
girou, girou, traçou no céu um compasso, eu bem